Afternoon to you. Thank you for being on board here on a Monday afternoon, and glad to have you with us. Appreciate you being on board. 577-1296, that is the number to call to get in touch with us. You can also, or that's the text line, rather, 577-1296. If you want to call us, 884-WGCR, 828-884-WGCR. Glad to hear from you this afternoon. Well, we appreciate the goodness of the Lord and glad to have you with us here on the 21st day of the month of June. I tell you, it's going by quick, isn't it? Sure is. Didn't have near the rain over the weekend that they had predicted. I was a little skeptical when they started telling about it, when they started talking about it. We had, here at the studio, we had 0.58 in the rain gauge this morning. Yesterday morning was 0.47, and then none on Saturday morning. So we only got a little over an inch out of it. And remember me saying on Friday, said, well, we'll see. We'll see. Because, there's just some things that didn't quite add up to all the flooding and all the other things. Just didn't quite add up. And so anyway, it didn't, and I'm glad. I'm glad it didn't. All right. Well, let me tell you about traffic, and let me see what we got here. We have pretty good for a Monday. It's not too bad. We're moving at a pretty decent clip most places. The bridge is slow today. It's usually slow, but it's slow for a Monday. And but everything else around it's okay. Coming down from UNCA, a little bit of a wait to get on the bridge. Of course, there's the normal slowdown coming around 240 coming through Asheville. The junction is fine today. No issues there. Little slowdown in and around 146, the exit 37, right on the Lake Julian side. Of that, 146, exit 37, both east and westbound. You got a little slowdown there. But other than that, of course, you got your construction, and that is by nature off a little bit. But speaking of construction, tonight they're going to be closing a section of I-26 again. And so they've been doing this. They've been diverting the traffic, and it's been going through down 25. And so they're going to do it again tonight. And my understanding is that they're going to be they're closing the section 26. Going to be closing, and they're going to turn the stoplights to where they favor the traffic coming off of 26. They won't close it till about 8 o'clock tonight. They will close it at exit 37, and from there you'll have to go to 25 Business, okay? Long Shoals Road to US 25 Business, which is the exit 44. And so, yeah, you get off at 37, you get back on at 44, so that's going to take you all the way through the town of Fletcher. And the west side tonight will have single lane closures in Buncombe County, but it's going to stay open heading west. But then your eastbound traffic is going to be detoured off. And so it is a part of the construction. So they're closing it at night. They have it back open by 6 a.m. each morning. And it's usually when they're setting the bridge girders. That's what that's about. When they set those girders, that's when they have to close it if they're doing overhead work over top of the cars and stuff. So that's what we know is going on for tonight. So if you're traveling that, you just want to make some advanced notice that that's the case, that you're going to be having to get off. Okay. All right. Well, let me check right quick. Drop down off the mountain, see what they're doing in the flat country. Spartanburg's fine. Greenville's about like normal. All the samey, in the same places. Nothing really a whole lot of unique to talk about today. Let's look at the temperatures. We're 80.5 degrees here at the studio, and we do have some showers that are trying to bump through. They're just little scattered things, but they can be pretty mean. There's one that's building right now, and it's just up around Toxway. And if it continues its current trajectory, it should come right across the top of the studio here. There's actually one little shower just before us that maybe have just popped up. Things are moving kind of a east-northeasterly direction. And there's a little bit coming up kind of from the North Georgia section, kind of sliding through. So that's, you know, and they're not real big, but they still, you know, not big as far as the size of them, but they can be fairly intense, even though they have a short duration. Asheville is reporting at 5 o'clock. They said they had 85 degrees. We're at 80 here at the studio, so we're a little cooler than they are. Dropping off the mountain, we're talking about 88 at Greenville-Spartanburg. So not much differential there today, as much as they're used. For our temperature, it would be. But for the airport temperature, that's not 3 degrees is pretty close. And they've not had any showers down there yet that I can see, but there's some coming that way. Yeah, there's a frontal boundary that's going through the upstate, and a lot of this stuff is sliding up that from some of the Gulf moisture. And so, yeah, that's where some of this stuff is coming from. All right, let me drop over here to the forecast. Weatherman says, of course, we've had our 86, 65 tonight with a 60% chance of thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, 70% chance of a thunderstorm and a high of only 76, so it will be cooler. For Tuesday night, it's a 30% chance early, cooling to 56 degrees. Wednesday, noticeably cooler, only 76 in clear conditions. Wednesday night, 58 and clear. Thursday, 78 and sunny. Thursday night, partly cloudy and 58. Friday, 79. So a cool week ahead for late June. Only a 30% of showers Friday evening. And then once we get beyond that, there's a chance of showers in the forecast the whole rest of the forecast for the next 7 days, 8 days. Yeah, and it's pretty likely, I think, shower Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday into Sunday night. So it looks like all of that. And we're going to be a little warming, a little trend toward warmer temperatures. But we're going to see a nice, well, it's not really been hot, but a little respite there. Not unusual to have a cool period in the month of June. This is a little late for it, but that's we'll take it, all right? We'll take it. Save those air conditioning bills. The 21st day of the month of June. Today is being underwritten in the general budget by faithful listeners in honor of their salvation and in thankfulness for all God has done for them. They're thankful for their 2 children and 6 grandchildren. They're also thankful for a godly Christian heritage and the ministry of Anchor Broadcasting. And we'd like to say thank you to those responsible for this sponsorship today. Thank you so much. Our network budget today is being sponsored by Bradley and Jennifer Collins, and thankfulness for all of God's blessing on their family. And so we appreciate the Collins family and, of course, their new baby and Halen. We appreciate very much them sponsoring the network budget today. And today is Miss Jennifer's birthday, and so special congratulations going out to her. Yesterday, my daughter's birthday, Shanna Lanning, on yesterday, the 20th. And then today is Dan and Clara McCall's 64th wedding anniversary. Way to go. What about that? And then today is Johnny and Tina Johnson's 28th wedding anniversary. All these June brides. Congratulations here from the crew, again, at Anchor Broadcasting. Let's see who is with us today. We've got a lot of different places here. There's a few places that we don't see every day. Not every day. We're glad to see them today. We have with us today Los Angeles in a couple of places, San Jose, California, We've got Avon, Colorado, Pocatello, Idaho, Gordon, Nebraska, Mabane, North Carolina, don't see too often, and Akron, Ohio is with us today. Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. We've got a lot of folks down in South Carolina, Greer, Fort Mill, Greenville, Morristown, Tennessee, Houston, Texas. Glad to have all you folks with us here today. Thank you so much for being with us. And then we've got folks that are watching as well. Arden and Pisgah Forest and the Philippines. And, yeah, glad to have you all with us. And the Philippines and a couple of places. All right, thank you. And glad to have you with us. And then Lake Sigar Road and, all right, appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. Well, I trust you had a good weekend. Hope that you did. Hope that your Father's Day went well. And we this year decided to do Chick-fil-A gift cards for our dads. And so they enjoyed that. And so we did a Chick-fil-A gift card. And honestly, I didn't have mine with me. But I had to be in Hendersonville this afternoon for an appointment. And hadn't had lunch, and so I jumped in. I quickly just dashed into the new Chick-fil-A on Spartanburg Highway. It's right beside McDonald's, right across from, I guess, what is that, Harris Teeter, whatever that is, right across the street there. Right there on Spartanburg Highway, well, I don't even know what used to be there, come to think of it, but it's right beside the McDonald's on Spartanburg Highway. And I was impressed. It's a big store. Big store. And I'm always impressed with how clean and neat everybody looks, you know, and everything. I'm always impressed with that. How quick the service was. They've got something I enjoy. It's called a Sun Joy. I think Arnold Palmer got famous for it. Half lemonade and half tea. They call it an Arnold Palmer, I think. But now they have labeled it. So Chick-fil-A now labels it as a Sun Joy. That's you order a Sun Joy. And, of course, they've got good tea and good lemonade. But their lemonade, to me, is a little strong. It might make you thirsty to drink it. I can't hardly drink it with a meal. But when you cut it with the tea, it's just about right. And you can get it in the diet, so you can ask them. So I got sweet tea and diet lemonade, and it's good. It worked out real good. Enjoyed that. I saw something, you know, you're sitting there, and I'm sitting here eating. And there's this lady, and she is, I think she's in supervision because of the color shirt she had on. But I notice her, she is cleaning the tables. But she's just not taking a rag and squirting something on the top and make three swipes and moving on. I've never seen anyone do this. She was taking disinfectant wipes. She had on a mask and gloves. She was wiping down the top of the table. She was wiping under the table. I've never seen anybody do that. She was wiping down the legs of the table. And I thought, wow. And she would get a new sanitary wipe every time that she would change chairs or whatever she's doing, she'd get a new one so that she's not just spreading stuff. She wiped down the legs of the chair. She'd wipe down the braces and everything, all the way down to the feet. And I thought, that's unusual. And then she got over to the high chairs. Now, here's the funny thing about the high chairs. The high chairs had not been used, and you could tell they hadn't been used because the little bib or whatever it is still draped over it. So they're sitting here, and they haven't been used. She took a new wipe, and she wiped that high chair completely down from the top, I mean all the way the seat, everything, all the way around the back, everything, down the legs, all the way to the floor. Then she reached and got disinfectant spray. And she sprayed it all down again, and she wiped it from the top to the bottom a second time. I've never seen anything as clean as that. She used a disinfectant wipe the first time, and then she used disinfectant spray and then wiped it down a second time. We say, well, why are you telling me that? I like to see people conscientious about what they're doing. Do it as unto the Lord. I mean, do it right. If it's worth doing, do it right. My grandpa, one of the worst things he could say to you, son, if it ain't worth doing right, it ain't worth doing. Go to your grandma. Go get on the porch. Go sit in the rocker with your grandma. Now, that hurt. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be a man, but you just halfway do something, you know. Well, I like to see people doing things the right way. And I like to see people putting everything in it. I do. I enjoy that. I mean, preacher, you get joy watching somebody wipe down a high chair. Well, I did that one. I've never seen anybody take that much attention. I've never have, you know. And this is supposedly post-COVID, but I still never seen anybody take that much attention. No, sure hadn't. Anyway, we had a good weekend and give out gift cards. So that's a blessing, and we're grateful for that. Let me just say this. The upstate has just come under a thunderstorm watch, and for good reason. This is a warning. A severe thunderstorm is tracking almost right up 85, and it is going to impact. Well, it's already impacting. It's just now, the biggest part of it's just now crossing Hartwell. It's going to continue to move up. It's in southern Pickens, but it's going to impact Greenville, and it will track on over into Spartanburg counties. And so they have both gone under thunderstorm warnings, as well as the northern part of Lawrence County. So it's a line almost exactly up by 85. It's always been interesting to me how weather follows interstates. And I said that one time to somebody, and they said, preacher, did you ever think that maybe the interstates followed the ground terrain, and that's what causes them to follow the interstates? But they do. Storms track interstates. I've watched that for years. And this one, it's tracking I-85 just about as plain as you could do it, right straight up through I-85. And it looks like it may get a lot of lightning with it. There's a little pre-storm out front, but then this back one, I think, is going to catch it. And when it does, it may have some hail with it. I'm checking it right now to see if it does. And no mesocyclone or hail detected. All right, good. And so that's a good thing. No cities in the path of the storm. It's going to go just below Powdersville, and it will track right through Roebuck and Moore, Reedville, Rosewood, that whole section right straight through there. Just below I-85. That's where that thing's tracking at this afternoon. All right. Well, we're grateful to the Lord for His mercy and appreciate God's grace. Somebody's asking the question, said, can you give us an upgrade on the transmitter? Well, I don't have those numbers before me. I wasn't prepared, and so I don't have the numbers. We have not received anything in several weeks on the transmitter, reason being, if anything comes in, it'll always come in on a pledge card, and I'll read it. And so I haven't seen any now in several weeks, and so I know we've not had anything that's come through. How much do we have? You know, it's a memory thing. I'd have to go back and try to guess. I don't remember exactly. It's not enough to get it. We may be close to a third, though, and that's a guess, but I'm just guessing as to where we are. Okay? Thank you for asking. Thank you very much for asking. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then Mabane is about 20 minutes east of Burlington, North Carolina. And Meb, like Webb. Okay, it's not Mabane. Pronounce Meb. Mebane. Mebane. Is that the way you say it? Mebane? Meb, like Webb. Okay. All right. And like this and that. Okay, Webban. Mebane. All right, Mebane. Instead of Mabane, it's Mebane. All right, all right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I'm learning. I'm trying. I am. I'm trying to learn the names of these places. Toxaway, the one in Toxaway now has a storm. I see that. Oh, Toxaway storm? It now has a storm box. What does that mean? when that happens, the Doppler radar basically says, okay, this is something going somewhere, and it begins to report on it. So it will issue today. It is GSP-03. So it is the third identified track today by Greenville-Spartanburg radar. It is heading east-northeast at about 67 degrees, about 26 miles per hour. This is ours. The one coming after us, storm tops at 17.3. Pretty intense, 57 decimals. And, some pretty good rain with it. No mesocyclone, no hail detected with it. And as of right now, I've not seen any lightning with it. But if it continues on its current track, it will track right directly across the top of us here at GCR. That's the direction it's coming, right through the middle of the county, which will put it right through the middle of Henderson County if it continues on its current track. And it seems to be picking up speed. So, picking up size. It's getting bigger. And it's right now on the, like up around Wolf Ridge, right that section, and it is gaining strength as it's crossing those high peaks. And so typically once it gets over on this side of the Continental Divide, and it just has crossed it, once it gets on this side, then the conditions will be favorable, usually, for it to build up a little bit. So we'll see about that, see how all that works. Okay? A couple of things I wanted to mention. We call it Project Navajo. And Project Navajo is being sponsored by Change the World Relief Organization. And what we're doing, we found out that children on the reservations, we took just some people, donated some things. We were taking some stuff out for a native pastor's house and for his mobile home. And we were just taking him some used stuff, used appliances and used different things. Well, somewhere along the line, somebody had a few pair of children's tennis shoes, just regular old worn tennis shoes. And so they said that, they unloaded the trailer and said, oh, by the way, here's a few pair of children's tennis shoes. And the preacher just went all to pieces. And he said, oh, man, we'll give those away for prizes. And we said, prizes? He said, oh, yeah. Said, most of our kids don't have shoes. And said, if they do, they just got one pair. And said, they'll compete for these. Used tennis shoes. So our man came back and he said, preacher, we can beat that. I said, we sure can. So we're taking up shoes for Project Navajo. And by the way, the Navajo are pretty good sized people. They're every bit as big as we are, and there's some of them pretty good size. I mean, 13, 14 shoe, even the teenagers. So we don't need any high heels and things like that, obviously, but we'll take about anything else from boots to sandals to tennis shoes. But really, we're looking for tennis shoes. And also, the other thing is that they just went crazy over some children's clothing that we took. They just really, really went crazy over the kids, baby things and young children stuff, like preschool type stuff. And they went crazy over that. Used stuff, but they thrilled with it. So anyway, Project Navajo going on throughout this summer. We're collecting gently used shoes as well at all sizes, as well as gently used baby and preschool type clothing. Okay, for the Navajo reservation. And if we get more than we need on the Navajo, which I doubt it, the Navajo reservation's in a part of three states. It's one of the largest reservations in the country. And so I doubt we'll get it all taken care of. But if we did, they sure could use some on the Lakota reservation. All right, they could use that today on the Lakota reservation. So, yeah, we'll be glad to do that as well. So any help that you have along those lines, then that would be great. You can drop them off at Anchor Baptist Church. You can drop them off at the warehouse. Be glad for you to do that. Okay? The second thing that I wanted to share with you. There is a food shortage in the United States. I don't know if you've seen it or if you've felt it yet, but it's here. Ever since COVID, during COVID, we found out, nobody knew, I didn't know, that America eats 45% of what they eat and at the hands of someone else preparing it. 45% of the food consumed in America is consumed in restaurants, cafeterias, and the like. Whether it's a prison serving it, whether it's hospital food, whatever, cafeterias and restaurants, 45% of what Americans consume. 65% they buy in the grocery store. COVID hit, all the restaurants shut down, most of the large institutions, colleges, schools, and everything shut down. So America went from 65% in the grocery store to about 95%. And so all the big 40-pound boxes of chicken, you couldn't get rid of them because that was for commercial. So we had chickens walking around big as young turkeys because you couldn't get rid of them. And so they started killing animals and burying them. It's bad. And to gear the processing plant would take too much time to put it in the individual packaging because these people package 40 pounds at a time. So that's how we got involved in the chicken giveaway and the chicken truck coming to the Ag Center. That's how we got involved, to try to support the farmers to keep from killing all those chickens. And direct to consumer in the restaurant packs. That's how we did it. Well, in the midst of all of that, all of the salvage and surplus was bought in the stores. Since they didn't have anything to sell, they shipped everything. They shipped the out-of-date. They shipped the dented. They shipped the overruns. They shipped everything. And people bought every stitch of it and still are. There is no surplus or no salvage food in the United States right now. And I'm not talking about just around here. I'm talking about as far away as Denver, Colorado. There's not been a load out of Denver. We have bought a number of semis out of Denver. There's not been a load out of Denver now in about 9 months. There's not even been one load of salvage food that's been put on the market. So it's hurting the warehouse. It's hurting the food pantry at the warehouse, our mission store where we sell, you know, surplus and salvage product. And that is how we operate. That's how we fund everything else that we do. You know, we give away all the food from the grocery stores and all the places that come in. We give it away every Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, Saturday morning. A lot of people don't realize that we run a Freightliner truck that's refrigerated to Hendersonville 7 days a week, every single day, and pick that stuff up and bring it back here and give it away free. So it's free, but it's not free to us. You see what I'm saying? It's costing us to provide that free product. Well, how do you do that? Well, people shop in the store and that offsets it. But because that we're now in this crunch where we can't, now we've still got product, but we just can't get it, especially the meats and potatoes. You can get condiments, you can get all this other stuff, but you can't get meats and potatoes. You just can't get it. So it's a tough time. And our warehouse is running at a deficit. So this is something that I've never wanted to do, but we're there. In order to continue to provide the free services that we do, you know, the free TFAP, the free bay, and all of the free produce, and all of the free, you know, meats that are right at expiration, all of that other stuff, the breads and everything that we pick up. In order to continue to provide that, we're going to have some sort of source of income. So we're going to begin to add some thrift store type products into our empty shelves. And so the next time you think about taking something and giving it to, I'll just go ahead and say Goodwill or some of these other thrift stores, and many of them are good causes, think about us, okay? Up until now, if it was free to us, it's free to the public. It's just the way we do it. But when you invest money in it and you've got time and money in it, you know, going back and forth, then some, you know, there's got to be a reckoning somewhere. So it may be that someone, you know, there's an estate and folks would like to to donate, you know, furniture and appliances and household items. You know, those are the type of things that we're talking about adding to the shelves along with the groceries are just some thrift store type products that we could resell for the purpose, you donate them for the purpose of reselling them. Now, I think you know what I'm talking about when I say that it's too good to throw away, but not good enough to keep. Yeah. And so we're receiving those sorts of things. There's a few things that we can't hardly do. We're really not doing any used clothing. We're not looking for that as far as the thrift store is concerned. There are some restrictions on bedding. We cannot sell bedding. We cannot resell bedding. And so now sometimes we'll have a need for good mattresses or something in a staff house or something like that. But for the most part, you can't sell. You can give it away, but you can't resell bedding, mattresses and box springs and the like. You can't do that. But right now there's a real market for for used appliances. So you might have something and you say, hey, it worked pretty good. It's just we changed the color or we did this or that. You know, that's the type of thing that we could, and get it to somebody who needed it at a decent price, at a thrift store price, but still have a little revenue coming in to the warehouse to keep all of our services open. So it's been a long time coming for me to say all that. I haven't been comfortable saying it. I haven't been comfortable saying it on the radio. But at this point, it's one of those things that I don't have a lot of options, just to be right fair with you. Okay? And so appreciate your understanding in that. Happy birthday, Maligayang Bati, to Pastor Vanny. Pastor Vanny Solaris, 45 years old today. Man, Vanny, if you're 45, that means I'm older than dirt. Good gracious, son. He was here as a boy and one of our students, and he's turned 45 today. Gracious, I never would have thought it. And, of course, a fine family and pastors, Anchor Baptist Church, there in, I always want to say Daraga, but that's not the way you say it. It's Daraga, I think, is how you say it, which is right outside of Legazpi City, Philippines. And love and appreciate those folks. Sure do. That's a blessing, all right? And somebody said, I wish the Angels would get some of them big chickens. Yeah. They were big. Do you know how long it takes to grow a chicken out? From the day it's hatched to they feed them this superfood. And if you have chicken houses, they furnish the food, they furnish the chicks, and they'll even furnish the catchers who come in and catch them because they're raised in big hen houses. 45 days. 45 days from start to finish. They will come and catch the chickens on the 45th day. They'll usually give you 2 to 3 days to clean out, and then they'll do it again. And that's how they do it. There were chickens on the farm 60-plus days. These birds looked like young turkeys. We got some thigh meat. We got a box of thighs. I never was much of a fan of thighs. Until we got those, they were as big as breast. I'm telling you, they were. And they were dark meat. They were good. Huge, huge. The biggest I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe it was alpha chicken. Of course, they quit doing that now because they're butchering them on time. But there was a bunch of them that stayed on the farm because there was no place to put them. And they had 60-plus day chickens. They were 2 weeks past due. And they were some monsters now, I'm telling you. So, that's interesting about that. And all right, let me take the let me change gears here, and I got a couple of things that's not pertaining to prayer time. So let me change gears again if I can, and say that we've been checking on a young lady, and she has been very, very sick, and so. she had chest expansion surgery, and it failed in one area. And she was the young lady that we were praying for that had a O2 sat of 8. And it's supposed to be 98. And they're telling me 6169 says she's doing a little better today. Her name is Hannah McKinney. Doing a little better today. And said that it was real touch and go Saturday night. But they thank everybody for praying for her. If they can get the infection under control, she'll be moved to a bigger hospital where she can have another surgery on her neck, and hoping that will help her breathing until they can fix the chest expansion surgery that failed in one area. And so thanks so much for praying. And her oxygen numbers back up, and we say hallelujah for that. Amen. Also today, I talked to Brother David Whitmire, and he sounded a little weak, but he is he's okay. They killed all of his cells. They killed all of his cancer. They killed all of his bone marrow Thursday. And the chemo lasts 24 hours. But the side effects of the chemo can last for days. He's lost his taste. He's lost several things. It's just, you know, that's different. And so he's a little sick this morning. But he says he's going to start eating just little bites here and there, not try to, you know, eat so much at one time. But he's just praising the Lord that he's done good, you know, so far. And he says, I have no complaints. The Lord's been good to me. And so he's doing remarkably well down at Duke. And we appreciate his family that's down there with him. And they're in complete quarantine for 21 days. So 21 days from last Friday when they put his stem cells back in. And it takes 21 days for those stem cells to regenerate into new bone marrow. So instead of a bone marrow transplant that they would do years ago, this now they do the stem cells, and the stem cells recreate the bone marrow. And so that's a pretty big advancement. And for that, we're grateful and very, very thankful. Happy birthday today to Lynn Bryson. Special congratulations going out to Miss Lynn, a special lady. And we are very grateful for her and wish her a very special happy birthday today. Someone asked, could we sell a gas grill? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you. And so, sure, appreciate that. So again, I hate getting into the thrift store kind of a thing. I mean, I hate doing it. But I guess it's just a pride thing. It's just me, you know. My pride's my biggest problem, you know. And I just, you know, I've spent 37 years dealing with junk. And I never thought at the 37-year mark that I'd have to get on radio and beg for it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, the Lord knows. And you know, we're just, we're in a situation that we need to keep the program healthy. And so it's costing. I mean, that the diesel fuel is costing us $3 and something a gallon. And that truck gets good mileage. It gets about 8 miles to the gallon. But we go every single day, and we have to run the refrigerator unit, you know, on days we're picking up frozen or refrigerated. And so that uses out of the diesel fuel as well. And, yeah, we run it, but we run it 7 days a week and bring all that free product in so that we can try and give it away Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at no cost or obligation. You don't have to go to the store and buy anything. But if you do go to the store, it helps fund the rest of the ministry. And so somebody said, well, I'm not going to go down and take groceries away from somebody else. Well, actually, just the other way around. You coming in and purchasing and buying from us in the mission store, and now the mission / thrift store, you're actually putting food on other people's tables. It's just exactly backwards than what people think. You're not taking food away from people. You are actually feeding people. Yeah, because otherwise we can't afford to go to Asheville and get the free TFAP and refrigerate it and bring it in and hold it in the refrigerators and then try and give it away. We can't afford to get, you know, all the other stuff and give it away. all summer long. We did all the COVID food. And it was free to us, but we had to go take the refrigerator truck and pick it up every week and bring it and give it out. And it ended up costing us quite a bit. And so COVID has been hard on us. Plus, folks got lots and lots and lots of food stamps. We don't take food stamps. And because of that, people not been shopping with us. And for that reason, our sales are down. So, yeah. And then, I mean, it's just where we are. It's just where we are. And Lord help us. Lord help us. Anyway, have you heard about the U.S. Olympic freestyle bike rider? Her goal, she says, she's wanting to earn an Olympic medal. Now get this. Now she's for the U.S. She's riding for the United States, and she's competing on behalf of the United States of America this year in Tokyo, Summer Olympics. And her goal, quote, I'm quoting her, she said, "My goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. This is what they focus on during a pandemic, hurting trans children," is what she says. And so this is an assumption, but it looks like that this is a boy who has had a gender switch to a girl and is going to compete as a girl and is going to have, you know, the male characteristics, the muscle characteristics, so may very well win and wants to burn a flag because the Trump administration, their stance on transgender girls in female athletics. Do you understand that a naturally born female will be at a disadvantage against a boy, no matter what they say about his gender or what I don't know if we need to get into biology. I don't know if people need to understand, you know, there are differences. There are chemical differences in the human body. And those chemical differences in the human body based on our hormones, in turn, cause our bodies to do different things. And so, a naturally born boy may very well have a real advantage over a natural born girl, and he's competing as a girl. But the goal is to burn an American flag on the flag stand. I just got through saying yesterday how I like the Olympics because I love to watch the flag ceremonies. I said it yesterday from the pulpit. I got news for them. If that happens, I will boycott the Olympics. I will not watch another lick of it. I won't do it. And if God's people would boycott it, if they start that trash, and their ratings hit the bottom, and they lose money on it, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to support that mess. And just may God help us. May God help us. Okay. All right. 6169, you're quite welcome. All right. You're quite welcome. All right. And thank you. We appreciate that so much. Good. 1098, thank you for that. Good, encouraging words. We appreciate that. Here's the storm. It is among us. Let me look at the radar. Is it here yet? Yeah, it's the leading edge of it. So it's just got here. And just looked out the window and saw it. It's coming a pretty good one as we speak. Well, we're about now out of time, so So it'll be the one riding the pink bicycle. Okay, well, I'll leave it at that. Okay. All right. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. And thank the Lord again for His goodness and for His grace. Ask you to pray for the missionary that I mentioned coming out of the night. They went to the emergency room, and they're afraid it's cancer. They're afraid it's cancer. And so they're going to be doing, I think they're going to biopsy it this week. I don't know if they're going to biopsy or just go ahead and take it out, but it's under the missionary's tongue, and it just come up real fast. And so they're gonna either take it out or biopsy it and pray it's not malignant. But if it is malignant, I mean, pray they get it all, you know. And I mean, he's a missionary, he's a preacher. And anytime you deal with your tongue and your mouth and your limp nose and all those things, man, that's everything, you know. So please pray for this missionary, if you will, please. Let me give you some good news. Had a couple, a man and a woman over 70 years old, been coming to Brother Timothy's church in the Philippines for over 2 years and never made a move. Yesterday, the Lord saved both of them, and they got gloriously born again. So we say hallelujah on the island of Malapascua, or possibly that might have been in Masbate. Do you know? Was it up in Masbate? Okay, that's right there, just it, the fact in Masbate, that's a big deal. So we bless the Lord for that, yeah. And, I've got several people saying, hey, if they do that, if they burn an American flag, I'm done with them. I got several people saying that. Yep. If they allow her to do that, they allow him to do that. If they allow it to do it. You don't deserve to have your hands on that flag. Okay. Much less to compete under it. Much less to compete under it. And what you so upset about? You've got a gender-friendly administration now. What you so upset about? Donald Trump's no longer your president. You should be thrilled. Yeah. So, anyway. Somebody's asking a question, said, do you take monetary donations to help pay for the transport? Well, we don't seek them. In other words, we're not actively out here seeking, you know, support for the warehouse. But obviously, sure, yeah, that'd be great. But most of what we do, I'm gonna be fair with you, most of what we do when we have money come in like that, up until now, we've always been able to pay the power bill. We've always been able to pay the heating, to pay the fuel for the vehicles, and pay the, you know, what staff we have. We don't have much staff, but what we have, we've been able to do that ourselves. And so the gifts coming in have always been gone to vouchers. In other words, when folks come in and they have a need, and we can't meet it through the government food and the other stuff, then they just get a voucher and they go spend it in the store, and it's free to them. And so we turn that money, you know, into vouchers. That's what we've done in the past. But we may have to turn some of it into some operating capital, just because of just the operation side of it, you know. And we're our fiscal year ends in 9 days. And, we'll end the year in the red. We will. And but I'm not crying. I'm not sad sore stories. We've got money in other departments. But just that, you know, there's, you know, it's, you know, anything you do, any ministry or anything else, you try to get it to carry its own weight, you know. I heard somebody say one time, said, yeah, I like supporting that radio station. Boy, they give away food. Well, that's a kind thought, but the radio station doesn't give away food. Not one dime of radio money goes to give away food. We announce the giving away of food, but that has to carry its own weight. That has to be done separately. Yeah, completely separately. So appreciate the thought, though. It was a sweet thought, but yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, to God be the glory. Great things He hath done, and we give Him glory again for His mercy. I ask you to pray for Franz Carzion. Continue to recover there in Bolivia. He's not doing well. Of course, had the terrible, terrible bout with COVID. And then asking you to pray. I heard a kind of a morbid thing over the weekend. He laid there in intensive care and watched everybody around him be carried out in a body bag. Apparently, he was the only survivor in the COVID ward. And one day, day after day, they would come in and put him in a body bag and carry out all the people that were around him that he could see in the COVID ward. He was the one, he stayed the longest of anyone, and he's the only one that lived. And I'm going to be fair with you. And I'm not putting any flowers on us, but you and people who knew him, we sent thousands and thousands of dollars trying to keep him alive and buy the latest medicine and buy all the things. And it worked. You see, the rest of those believing people didn't have that. And so they died. How sad. Yeah. Pray for us as we schedule the second trip into St. Vincent. And we've got a conference call tomorrow afternoon, hoping to get that finalized. We need a couple of containers that we'll ship down, and then we'll catch the Sea Hope in Puerto Rico. And from there, the Sea Hope will take it in. 1st of August is what we're looking for right now. That's kind of the direction that we are moving in. Okay? All right. Well, again, thank you for being with us. Thank God for His presence, and thank God for His mercy and grace. Let's pray together. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, would you help us now? Lord, would you intervene in the affairs of mankind? Lord, I pray for this person who wants to burn an American flag, Lord, on the podium, on the world stage, and disgrace our country. Lord, I pray that they wouldn't win a thing. And I pray, Lord, that they wouldn't even be allowed to compete, much less to win anything. They would never be given that opportunity. And then, Lord, I pray that you would intervene in the very mindset that someone who lives in a land as gracious and as good as ours would want to disgrace this nation in front of a world that's watching. Our Father, I pray, help us. Lord, we are a nation gone astray. And Lord, we seem to be a nation gone crazy. Please, Lord, restore the sanity of this country. And Lord, give us some young people that would be willing not only to compete for this country, but would be willing to fight and die for this country and for the ideals that it stands for. Help us, Lord, in these days. Lord, I pray for the tent meeting over at Irwin, I pray, God, that you'd bless that as it starts out. Lord, would you bless that meeting? Lord, all those others that are trying to do something for God, these vacation Bible schools, Lord, would you help them? And Lord, would you use them in a mighty way? Lord, everybody that's trying to do something for your glory, Lord, would you help them? Would you bless them? And Lord, would you supply their needs? And Lord, we'll be forever grateful. Thank you for those that were saved yesterday in the Philippines. Thank you, Lord, for all the ways you continue to help us. Get glory and honor to yourself. We'll praise you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Until we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you is our prayer.